Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners over at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Calvin Hedman from Hedman Partners here in our hometown of Santa Clarita, California. Calvin, as you know, for the last 15 years at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, better lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, Calvin, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you guys do, and who you serve. And over to you, Calvin, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Well, thanks, Paul. Thanks for this opportunity. So at Hedman Partners, we're a full-service CPA firm focused on working with entrepreneurial owners of businesses typically $10 million to $150 million in revenue. And generally, those owners were working somewhere. They were a good salesperson or maybe a good technician, and they realized, oh, I see an opportunity, or I can go do this on my own. And they start this business and they grow it and they're successful, right? And they get to the point where they now have kind of outgrown where they feel comfortable with it. And so they need outside advice. And that's where we can come in and help them as advisors and hopefully become their trusted advisor. And Paul, your comment on working with individuals as to how to manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen kind of reminds me of our mission statement here at Hedman Partners. So our mission statement is to develop long-lasting relationships with our clients by providing them a clear understanding of their financial and tax positions and helping them envision and secure their future. So that's a mouthful. We kind of abbreviate it by planning ahead, building relationships, and securing your future. Mm-hmm. So what we like to do with especially these entrepreneurial owners is to sit down when we first meet with them and say, okay, what's your long-term goals here? Are you going to sell this business? Are you going to maybe transfer it to the next generation? Do you have family members involved with it? How about maybe it's going to be sold or transferred to the management team and the employees? So a lot of owners really don't step back and think about that. Right, they're busy with their day-to-day operations, and so we want to understand that and help them envision that goal and what's that time frame that that's going to be. So with that, then we can plan and help them accomplish that goal. So that's part of helping them manage themselves and their team. But part of that also is that was the planning ahead. Building relationships, those relationships are not just our relationship with the company. Many times, these kind of companies don't have a full management team. They definitely probably don't have a board of directors where they can get the advice and address issues that they might have. And so many times we can make introductions. Maybe they need help with their people. We can introduce people like you, Paul. Mm. Maybe they need help in their operational area. And we can make those types of introductions. So it's really a relationship of a team around them to help them, again, build and accomplish their goals. And then eventually you will get them to that point where they will envision and they will accomplish that goal. I'll give you an example of one. So we've worked with a client probably for the last 8 or 9 years now. And when we first met with them, it's second generation owners. And so we sat with them and asked, okay, is there going to be a third generation? No, nope, that's not going to be the case. So now their kids were involved with it. And they didn't feel necessarily that the management team and the employees would be an appropriate option with it. So it was, okay, there'll probably be an eventual sale with it. So in understanding that, we looked at just their company, the way they are structured, So we made tax changes there so that we could minimize eventual tax consequences on the sale. We worked with them and they had success over the years. We introduced different people to help them with different aspects of it. And then just this past year, we have a separate investment banking affiliate. So we represented them and took them to market and were successful in selling their business. So, you know, it's great to have those kind of success stories where you feel the reward of working with someone when they first sat down and envisioned what they're going to do. And we work with them to accomplish that goal.
Brilliant. Well, Calvin, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very popular now, thanks for your very pragmatic examples of how you help people and organizations be their best. And I know we're only a couple of office buildings apart, and so could I offer you a virtual high five across the parking lot? Thank you so much, Calvin. It's so great to see you again.
Good to see you, Paul.
All the best.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.